Is your child safe? Railway inspectors accused of harassment and extortion. Ticket inspector accused of extorting school student. From textbook to threat. Student traumatized by railway officials. Outrage in Mumbai. Ticket inspectors unmesh Gujarati sprouts. News exclusive. A school student in Kandivali was illegally extorted and threatened by railway ticket inspectors for an alleged ticketless travel. After his parents protested, the officials filed a false police complaint against them. The incident has sparked outrage, leading to demands for a high-level inquiry into the inspector's misconduct. Railway ticket inspector. Accused of extortion and intimidation of school student in Kandivali. A shocking incident of alleged extortion and intimidation by railway ticket checking staff against a school student has come to light at Kandivali railway station, prompting outrage and demands for a high-level inquiry. The event, which occurred on April 18, 2025, involved the illegal demand for money and threats of police action, raising serious concerns about the conduct of certain officials within the Western Railway system. The Sprouts News Special Investigation Team, SIT, has learned that the altercation began when a ticket inspector stopped a student travelling from Andheri to Kandivali for tuition classes. Although the student reportedly possessed a valid semi-annual season ticket, it was not immediately located during the initial check. He was subsequently escorted to the ticket checker's TC office at the station. Allegations of unauthorized extortion and coercion. Inside the TC office, officials identified as TC Balram Yadav, Priya Ambavard, and Jitendra Bhavalal allegedly began intimidating the minor. Instead of following official railway protocols for penalty collection, Jitendra Bhavalal is accused of using a private barcode device to demand an unauthorized payment of ₹1,000. The student was further threatened with being handed over to the police as a juvenile offender if he failed to pay. Upon being contacted, the student's parents sent a nearby teacher to pay the demanded amount. However, the TC staff refused to accept the payment from her, stating that only a parent could complete the transaction and asked her to leave the office. This delay caused significant distress and wasted the student's crucial study time. Counter-complaints and accusations of false FIR. When the child's parents arrived at Kandivali station shortly afterward, they questioned the officials about the unnecessary harassment and the illegal demand for cash. Confronted about their conduct, including not wearing proper identification badges, the ticket inspectors seemingly orchestrated a retaliatory move. The Sprouts News Special Investigation Team, SIT, has reviewed details indicating that the three TCs filed a counter-complaint at the Borivali Railway Police Station. Their complaint falsely accused the parents and the teacher of obstructing government duty and issuing death threats. This action is seen by stakeholders as a deliberate tactic to shift blame and intimidate the victim's family into silence. Preliminary findings by the Sprouts News Special Investigation Team, SET, suggest this may not be an isolated case at Kandivali Station. A pattern of alleged misconduct and passenger harassment sources and past passenger complaints indicate a recurring pattern of misconduct involving the same officials. There are allegations of ticket inspectors misusing their authority to harass passengers travelling without tickets, treating them like criminals, and extorting amounts far exceeding the legal penalty. Such practices have led to a growing sense of anger among the commuting public. The incident has ignited severe anger among passenger and parent communities who are demanding immediate accountability. The student's father has filed an official written complaint with the Railway Administration, urging an immediate investigation into the involved ticket inspectors. A separate complaint has been lodged with the Borivali Railway Police, demanding an FIR against the officials for extortion using a private payment device. The case highlights an urgent need for systemic reform and stricter oversight within railway ticket checking departments to protect citizens from harassment.